Among those working to combat malaria are a number of African scientists and researchers. They often have a hard time getting funding for their work. One entrepreneur is trying to change that. He's launched a website designed to directly connect donors anywhere in the world with malaria researchers in Africa. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Tom Hadfield created his first website in his bedroom in Wakefield, England, when he was 13. He called the site SoccerNet. It proved fairly popular. In 1999, ESPN bought SoccerNet for $40 million. Now, Hadfield is 25 years old and a senior at Harvard. He calls himself a part-time student and a full-time entrepreneur. And now, he's turned his attention to fighting malaria. He says that it all came about during a stint as a volunteer in Africa last summer.
Traveling in Africa really was a life-changing moment for me. I soon realized there was more to life than putting up soccer scores on the internet. In one village I was working in Zambia, everyone either had lost a child to malaria or knew someone who had. On the same trip, I also met some of the young researchers who were working on malaria treatment and prevention projects. And saw some of the financial barriers that they were facing. And when I came home, my friends asked me what they could do to help. And the experience with SoccerNet, though, had taught me that the power of technology to connect us not just with the problems that people are facing in Africa, but also with the solutions. I really do believe in the power of friends telling friends telling friends. And so it's my dream that we'd use social networking tools to build a movement of tens of thousands of people to help eradicate malaria.
Hadfield's idea was to create a social networking site that connects potential donors and malaria researchers in Africa. He ran the idea past Peter Singer. He's the director of the McLaughlin-Rotman Center for Global Health at the University of Toronto. Singer says there are plenty of Western initiatives to fight the disease.
But there's one particular group that hasn't really fully been armed in the fight against malaria, and that's young African scientists themselves.
So, Singer liked Hadfield's idea of connecting potential donors directly with African research projects via the web. Together, they launched a new website, malariaengage.org. Again, Tom Hadfield.
On malariaengage.org, you can browse malaria research projects, prevention, treatment projects, read about the scientists and the young researchers working on those projects, get to know them, get to know their names and their backgrounds, and choose to not just make a donation, but have a personal connection with each of those researchers.
The site currently features 7 different malaria research projects. Those projects have been peer-reviewed by the National Institute of Medical Research in Tanzania. One of the projects examines the role traditional African healers might play in combating the disease. Peter Singer says another one focuses on a researcher who is trying to find natural ways of deterring the carriers of malaria.
He's trying to find out plants that repel the mosquitoes, so therefore they wouldn't come close to people and infect them, bite them, and infect them with the malaria parasite.
Ideally, the website will not only raise money for that researcher, but will also increase awareness about his work and about malaria in general. Ethan Zuckerman is with Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says malariaengage.org is great in theory, but may prove more difficult in practice.
The truth is, I think the further an issue is removed from people's daily life, the harder the challenge is. Malaria doesn't make a whole lot of sense to the average American, to a college student, to a young worker who's using something like Facebook. It's pretty distant. Whether this will work with issues which are not central to people's daily life, that seems to be the key open question here.
The creators of malariaengage.org say their website is still just a pilot. They say they've received thousands of hits and thousands of dollars in donations since the site launched a few days ago. And they insist that they're ready to scale up the project quickly should the money come rolling in. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
We have links to more information about malaria and efforts to combat the disease at theworld.org. That's also the place to download our 2005 series, Malaria, the Forgotten Plague.